We're not going to do this very long.
I just want to make a shout out. I'm kidding.
Who do you like to make a shout out to?
I'm just kidding.
Big Fatty.
To Book Fodder. And who else do you want to make a shout out to?
Your friend Denny.
Yeah, Denny. Yes. Listener Denny.
Who we had free cocktails at his house, even though he's in Germany today.
That's right. We did have complimentary cocktails at Denny's this afternoon.
Yes.
Although Denny's in Europe.
Yeah, we broke in, had cocktails, but like Lime, Miller Lite, Captain and Coke.
P.S. Denny, you're out of Miller Lite.
Yes, absolutely.
That's your official shout out.
Footnote, you're out of Miller Lite.
Prost!
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 It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
We had free cocktails at his house.
Well, hello and begorry! Hello, everyone, and welcome to the BFO, episode 553, for Wednesday, the 17th of March, 2010. It is St. Paddy's Day. Grab your beverage, lass and lad. Oh, Gussie, hello, everyone. I hope your St. Paddy's Day is going well and you're doing a little Irish jig because the fat one is here and I hope you're wearing the old green or you're gonna get pinched or fondled by a leprechaun. Oh, dear, Gussie. Big Freddy, that is all vulgar. Gussie. Oh, dear Gussie. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, today is the day that everybody flexes. Everybody flexes. Big Fatty's got a cone beef in the crock pot and some cabbage in there, and I'll be fattening it up on that. Y'all, I do not like the beer, though, so no. But I do drink the gin from the green bottle, so that's good enough for Big Fatty. Yes, Big Fatty, yes, it is good enough for you, and it's good enough for your listeners. Y'all, have I ever told you my favorite St. Patrick's Day joke? Yes, Big Fatty, you have, but please, you only get to tell it once a year, so please, give it to us one more time. What's Irish and sits on the back porch? I don't know, Big Freddy. What is Irish and sits on the back porch? Patio furniture. Ah, Big Freddy, that is vulgar. Now, y'all, do you know about St. Patrick's Day? It is a yearly holiday. Oh, poor Big Freddy. Holiday celebrated on the 17th of March. It is named after St. Patrick. Circa 387 to 461, the most commonly recognized of the patron saints of Ireland. Not the patron saint of the BFO. We all know who that is. It began as a purely Christian holiday and became an official feast day in the early 1600s. However, it has gradually become more of a secular celebration of Ireland's culture. It's a public holiday. And it is celebrated all over the place. And y'all, for some reason, people like to get drunk. Because that's what the Irish do. Manly, yes, but I like it too. You know, you got the Irish Spring and the Lucky Charms. Oh, always after me Lucky Charms. You know, they're magically delicious. Oh, that is Chinese food. Because, you know, y'all, if anything, Big Fatty is... It's international and his belching. Yes, Big Freddy. please continue your international belching for everyone across the world, because we all live to hear your vulgar sounds emitted from your gullet. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, we do. We love it like there's no tomorrow. Now, y'all, Big Fatty, while I'm over here at the BFO into the e-letters, I thought I'd go over here, and y'all, I've gotten several more Twitty requests, and I thought that maybe some of them might be from Ireland. Yes! And, y'all, do I have any listeners that live in Ireland? I don't know. I do not know. Maybe it would be Larry O'Vader or something like that. Oh, Rick Friday or C. O'Hag. And, y'all, I'm going to go over here to the Twitty. And if I call your name, please step forward and send Big Fatty an e-letter so I can approve you for the Twitty. Y'all, we've got Jamie Poppins from the Bronx, New York. We've got Coca-Cola. We have got Sydney Earle from the Los Angeles. We have the Swizzle 66. We've got Ashes for Me. We've got Zach Paul from Thornton, Colorado. We've got Justice Korma from Norway. We've got Bear Jockswap. Damn, Gussie from the Oklahoma cities. Queer Unity. And the Cortez. So, y'all, if that's any of y'all, I've not approved you on the Twitty yet. I finally got rid of all of those lasses. I think they were body lasses. Ah, Brent Freddy, you make it sound vulgar when you say it like that. Body old lasses. Yes. So, y'all, and I went to look for an Irish television show for the Memory Lane Music. Y'all, I couldn't find it. Couldn't find anything. And so, you know, you won't be getting that today. Yes, Big Friday, thank you so much for not doing that today. Now, y'all, I've received several e-letters today that said, please do not read this on the air. So I won't be reading those to you today. But y'all, I do have, and I've talked about this earlier, I do have a couple of voice letters, and the first one is going to be a transcript. The first one is going to be a transcript of Jeremiah's note that he wrote about his upcoming podcast. But y'all, I was still hoping he was going to call, but he hadn't yet. So maybe once he hears Big Fatty do a very bad impression of Jeremiah O'Malley. Big Fatty, his name is not O'Malley. It is today. Then maybe he'll call in and give us the real thing. So y'all, sit back and get ready to absorb the Hamming It Up with Big Fatty music. Just let it come into your heads. Enjoy it. And, you know, Big Fatty likes to slip some little things in sometimes. So, you know, don't necessarily. Well, you can fast forward through it if you want to. Yes, Big Fatty, we will, but we might miss something. Yes!
You're hamming it up. You're hamming it up. With Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, he's...
This is into the BFO, slip something index day.
Oh, poor Big Fatty. Big Fatty will not be slipping anything in during the Hamming It Up song.
Big Fatty, how are you? Jeremiah, I hope the day finds you blessed and highly favored of the Lord in the holy city of Charleston. While the news may be late, it is nonetheless very important. My podcast shall be gifted unto the public, during the fall TV sweeps. However,
during the spring and the summer, be watching the interwebs as well as the iTunes, as sneak preview video podcast productions will appear. This is all very exciting here in our little village in Mississippi. Now, I know that hard times are happening all around. Every day, someone else disappears from the office or leaves in the dark of night before their home is taken by the bank. This being our current state of affairs, we must suffer until our deliverance in 2012 from Barry Obama. I was stunned to call the big fatty voice letter line this afternoon and hear some Yankee woman tell me it had been changed or disconnected. We will have a fundraiser, big fatty, to keep the lights and the telecommunications services on in the Fat Cave. Just give the word. Lastly, our poor, sweet Auntie Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Was almost killed in one of those runaway Toyota death traps called a Prius. Lord, she almost died. Now, months later, when she gathered herself enough to face the car again, the dash lit up like white trash with money Christmas tree. Alarm bells started dinging like it was an Episcopalian communion, and the poor dear had to relive her near meeting with our Lord and Savior, Jesus. Please, Big Fatty, do drop her words of encouragement and prayers as she faces that demon of Nazi Japan. Had she been driving a Cadillac like white people, that would have never happened. Much love and best dishes, Jeremiah.
So, y'all, there is a transcript of Jeremiah's note to Big Fatty. Y'all, I was so hoping he was going to call and deliver it to us himself, but that was just not possible, so I just called the voice letter line. Or maybe I should go, oh, dear gushy. But anyway, maybe he'll call in and give us an update. Because, y'all, it sounds like he's going to start the podcast in the fall. And, y'all, I think that's too long to wait. Yes, Rick Friday, it is entirely too long to wait. But y'all, he did say something about video podcast, and y'all, who doesn't like the possibility of a Jeremiah video podcast? Yes, we love it, Big Fatty. We absolutely love it. And y'all, the reason I decided to call in that rather than do it into the micro hoist myself was because y'all. Quite frankly, I wanted to see if the hoist was working properly, and y'all, the phone line is working properly. He was just fucking it up. Now, y'all, I have another call from out on the left coast, and not that Jeremiah was from the left coast, but y'all, this one is from Terry. I say Terry in the San Franciscos.
Hey, Fatty, this is Terry in San Franciscos. Ooh, little drunksies. But I'm calling because you're calling out the lurkers, and I am a Loretta the Lurker, it's true. My question to you is thus. Now that Disney is putting out a domestic pass for a mere $700, do you think you might find yourself at Disneyland come gay days? Would be nice to see you there. I know I'm making plans to be there. Okay. I'll take my answer off the air. Bye.
Now, y'all, when Terry called and left this this message for Big Fatty, I was unaware of the bi-coastal pass, the domestic pass that Disney is now offering. It is $700. Dear gushy, Big Fatty, that is awfully expensive. But y'all, it gets you into Disneyland, the California Adventure, the Magic Kingdom in Florida, Epcot, the Disney Studios, the Animal Kingdom, the Water Parks, the Disney Quest, the Wild World of Spots, and y'all, and then it gives you, you know, all kinds of special, all kinds of special events and things. So y'all, I will not be getting that, though, Terry, because Big Fatty checked his schedule, and the Gay Days in Anaheim is the first weekend in October, and I already have commitments that weekend. Oh, Big Fatty, you have broken her heart. You have just broken her heart. Well, yes, I probably have. But anyway, Terry, I would just love to see you if I get out to the left coast during 2010, and that is kind of what I'd like to do, but you know how things are. You know, Big Fatty, y'all, I have just got to tell you, Big Fatty has got quite the Yes, Big Fatty, what do you call it? I've got quite the schedule, y'all, because this coming weekend, Big Fatty is having a weekend gentleman caller. Yes, Big Fatty, tell us more. Well, y'all, this is a gentleman caller that Big Fatty meets when he goes down to the Gay Days, and met him at the Ramrod when Granny and Miss Porter and I were going on one of our cruises, and you know, he came by the In Leather, and y'all, we had a very good time, and whenever our paths can cross, we like to have our paths cross and other things cross. Oh, Big Fatty, spare us the vulgarness. And so y'all, he is coming to the Charleston area on Friday evening, and then we'll be staying over until Sunday. And y'all, he is going to he's got some sort of hootenanny that he is a judge for or something like that. I don't know if maybe he is like portraying Simon Cowell, who I believe is Irish. Anyway, he is judging something on Saturday, but y'all, I plan to make sure he doesn't get much sleep on Friday night or Saturday night. Oh, Big Fatty, please! And y'all, Friday night, the horror group is having a basket raffle, basket-o-raffle. And so we'll be at the Magic Club online.com. And you know, y'all, everybody is Irish at Patrick's. Patrick's O-Pub. And we'll probably go out Saturday night for some adult beverages also, because, you know, who doesn't enjoy an adult beverage before getting jiggy? Ah, Big Fatty, getting jiggy. Just getting jiggy. Yes, Big Fatty. And, and then the following weekend, the weekend of the 26th through the 28th, I can't remember what is going on then, but y'all, it seems like there is something. Oh dear gosh. Seems like there's something happening that weekend, but I just can't put my finger on it. And and then the weekend after that is Easter. That's when hippity hoppity Easter's on its way. And then the weekend after that, I've got a horror event at the Horror Hotel. And then I've got two weekends that I don't have anything. And then the last weekend of April and first weekend of May, I've got another horror event. And then, y'all, the Gay Days will be here before you know it, the first weekend in June. And, y'all, I spent some time trying to figure out hotels and things like that. And quite frankly, y'all, it is quite the spring, and it makes me want to say,
we had free cocktails at his house.
Oh, dear gussie, happy St. Patty.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me! We'll be right back.
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.